to look up the latest release, and first one in 9 years, too. The Carpooler's Transparent just came out in the U.S. Can you tell us a bit more about, you know, the concept and ideas behind this album?
Well, as you know, it's the first album in over 9 years, but musically, we just wanted to expand on where we left off. We never felt that, influence-wise, we kind of covered the sort of mid-80s kind of thrash death metal that we were really into, so we kind of brought that style a little bit more into play, as alongside the grindcore elements, a little bit more black metal riffing here and there, so we tried to make more than just a grindcore album, I guess, musically. Still obviously play very fast. Lyrically, it's still very abstract. I mean, there's deep meaning there, and then sometimes there's not. It's depends on how you want to perceive it. The title really reflects society, I suppose, and cities within countries where, you know, on the surface everything seems to be like peaceful and tranquil, and everybody seems to be, getting along, but underneath there's mystery, there's intrigue, there's like corruption, deceit, even amongst friends or loved ones. It's just a, you know, almost like a rotting skeleton type thing within each city and people. You just don't really know who's who, really, I think, nowadays, and that's really what the title kind of reflects to, I guess. But yeah, musically, just, you know, want to push it further than the last album.
And how pleased were you guys with the results now that you can actually, you know, sit back a little bit and actually listen to the album and enjoy it?
We're pretty happy with it, you know. I mean, we managed to get I think production-wise, it's going to be, that's the best-selling record. The earlier ones were rushed and recorded very quickly, intentionally. Again, this one, we didn't spend weeks and weeks and weeks, but with our friend Andy Sneap at the helm, you know, he's a very experienced guy, and he stepped in, and we had a lot of fun, made the album very heavy and not too polished, but a lot better sounding than the previous ones. And yeah, we're very happy with how it's turned out. You know, it's a strange thing. You're really happy for the first few months, and as time goes on, you probably want to better it, I suppose. But for now, we can say we're very content.
And why did you guys decide to go with Andy for the production and stuff versus, you know, using Peter as before?
Well, Andy worked with us on the first album. Initially, when we recorded the first album, it was a combination of Andy and Peter. And time schedules were kind of strange with everybody. I was very lucky to get Peter to do vocals on some of the songs. And it was early New Year. I know Andy wasn't very busy because just after Christmas, and I asked if he'd be into doing something a little bit more crazier for a change. And as I've said, we've been friends for years, so he said, yeah, fuck it, let's just get together and do it. So it was kind of that simple, really, and it was very, you know, very local for us. It's not far from where we live, and he has a really nice studio up there, so we went down there, hung out, you know, had a lot of fun, and mixed the album, and, you know, it's turning good.
And how hard was it to get back in the groove of, you know, playing stuff like this that you mentioned is faster, more brutal?
It wasn't so difficult. Well, I guess our attitude's a lot different perhaps to when we were younger. I mean, we were partying a lot more in the early 2001s and 2002s, and so, although it seemed fresher this time around, our playing, I guess. I think we played better than we did then. I mean, Anton came into the band, he's the new guitarist, even though, you know, I've known him forever, and very confident with his style. And I mean, with Nick on drums, it's very tight and very locked in, and you know, it took a couple of days really to start getting enthusiastic and hyper about it all. So yeah, I mean, especially with Nick on drums, you don't really have to think about things. He kind of carries it, I think, a little bit for us, you know. It's a famous saying, you're only as good as your drummer, I guess, and he's pretty good.
And, you know, in terms of the songwriting and stuff, how did the, you know, division of labor happen for this album?
Well, you know, even though Thomas lives in Sweden, Anton lives in Spain, there's cheap airlines, you know, we've got together over the course of last year, quite frequently, considering that we have a distance between us all, and obviously with the power of internet, you know, you can send our rehearsals as MP3s, and so musically, me and Anton kind of split the music kind of down the middle. I think Anton wrote one more song than I did on the new album, and then lyrics, me and Thomas split them, and we're both kind of, we're all kind of on the same page, you know, where it's not as lyrically as, I guess, serious. I don't, not serious is the wrong word, probably. It's not like Napalm Death, for example, the other band they're playing, where it's quite political. You know, this band's a little bit more about kind of, I don't know, let's say abstract imagery and lyrical themes. I mean, there are meanings to the songs, but it's not like we're trying to preach a message to anybody. So, you know, in that aspect, we're, me and Thomas lyrically are on the same kind of page. We kind of like, we like titles that kind of say mysterious and dark or thought-provoking. Not necessarily want to explain to you what they're about, they just sound cool, I guess, you know. And so that's kind of where we're from, you know, it's a little bit more mystery about it. And yeah, you know, we do think about what's going on in the world, but it's disguised, I guess, you know.
And, you know, I mean, well, the basically, well, yeah, I mean, the scene has changed a lot during the years, and what were your main concerns about, you know, bringing back the band, and what were you guys wanted to, you know, address to kind of make it, you know, up to date and not sound like, oh, some guy's playing old stuff again?
Well, I mean, this is the thing. I mean, you know, there's the scene, whatever scene, there's so many genres and subgenres and subgenres of music now, growing, death, whatever you want to call it, you know. I try to keep my finger on the pulse with what's happening to some degree, and, you know, there's good stuff and bad stuff, and I think that is, we were just conscious that, you know, everyone at the album is saying the best that it can, and I think with Anton, you know, we're not trying to reinvent the wheel or anything like that, but Anton's brought a certain old school flavour that you don't find very much, I don't think, and you know, we try to mould that into what we're known, and make the song a little longer, and definitely a few more dynamics. I mean, you know, there's still total room for improvement, but I think, you know, it's more than just one album or a bunch of guys getting together just to churn out whatever, I think, you know. I mean, we spend a lot of time on arrangements and stuff, you know, regardless of what maybe some magazines have said in the past. I've seen good and weird reviews of this record, but we think it's a step forward. I mean, that's all we can do, really. I mean, nowadays everyone has an opinion, so you can't always win, you know.
And, you know, I mean, you're somewhat close together. This is, you know, like you said, cheap airlines and everything. Are there plans of trying to set up some live shows, or you guys are just going to promote the album, you know, like this, basically?
We've got some shows in Japan coming up with Brutal Truth soon. It's going to be fun. And a few English gigs, and, yeah, you know, well, we can. You know, we want to get to the States, maybe do... He was in separate runs. We're not going to be able to, I don't think we're going to ever really be able to tour for a long period of time, so it might be like, you know, like a week, 10 days on the West Coast, and we come back a few months later and do the East Coast or whatever, and maybe hit Canada in there, and things like that, really. On top of everything, you know, besides everybody's commitments, I mean, Thomas is also a school teacher, so that kind of limits you a little bit to what you can do. But obviously, I think I can safely say that we'll definitely do a lot more shows with this album than we have done previously. I mean, so, fingers crossed, you know, we get to do as much as we can.
And in terms of, you know, future releases, are you guys going to let another 9 years wait for the next album, or you guys are looking into that?
Yeah, we certainly don't want to. I mean, me and Nick have talked about getting together a little bit and jamming since I play the guitar a little bit as well. I mean, also, besides the album, a label called Damage Done in Czech Republic has just released a split 7-inch coloured vinyl with the Misery Index and Lockup. So that's just come out right now as well. That's got an unreleased track on it. So, you know, we've done a little split 7-inch action, which is always cool. I'm a big fan of that stuff, you know. It's nice and fun to do, and the Misery Index guys are good friends of ours, so it would be pretty cool to hook up with them for some shows in the States, at least. But no, we'd like to start working on a new album over the course of the next year, you know, and get things ready so we don't fuck around and take too long, you know?
And how do you feel that now? I mean, you've been in the scene for years. How do you feel that now? I mean, the need of touring a lot, of keeping a presence, an active presence, will affect you guys versus, you know, a more steady band.
Well, I mean, it's always important to get out there. I mean, the situation with us where, you know, we really can't get out as much as many bands. I mean, obviously, Napalm, my other band, you know, we tour all the fucking time. So, you know, it's important to get out there when you can and try and prove that, you know, you play live and that, you know, there's more to than just being a studio band. It's a lot harder. There's a lot of bands, a lot of music. There's a lot of things to compete to. Even if you're not trying to compete, there's a lot out there. So it is harder. But, you know, we will do our best while we can to try and keep a presence till we can do, I think.
And you personally, over the years, are you, you know, what is your preference now? Do you prefer to just release albums, or do you like the touring aspect of things?
I like both. I mean, the nature of what I do, I guess, or with my other bands or whatever is, you know, we're not massive, you know. I mean, I've kept myself very lucky to be doing this for such a long time, and yes, I make a living, but it's not like I'm a millionaire or anything like that, and it's a kind of a catch-22 situation. If I try to get a normal job, I wouldn't be able to do the music. So it's like, you just go, well, fuck it, you just tour and do as much as you can to play the songs that you've written. And I mean, that's the fun part, writing it. It's also fun recording. I never get bored of recording albums. That's always interesting. I like jamming with musicians, but you know, playing live is what we do. It can be tough at times. Not so much. I mean, the gigs are the great part, really. It's sometimes sitting around your ass waiting to play, or you know, flying's cool at first, but then after a while, especially with airport securities and those things become tedious. It sounds, some people may say, well, God, you're flying out to I don't know, some exotic country, and you go, well, yeah, you know, it's going to take me 12 hours to get there. It'll probably rain for the six hours I'm there, and then play a show and have to leave somewhere else. So, but it's the gig that's the important thing. That's the fun part. And then me and some people that were around the shows. Hopefully it's nice when you get to stay a little bit longer. But all in all, it's all good, I think, you know. I kept myself quite lucky that I'm able to do this. I mean, I never dreamed that I would, you know, when I joined Napalm years ago, I thought, well, you know, this is what I want to do. If it lasts a couple of years, at least I've tried my best and done something I'm really happy with. And, you know, 20 plus years later, I'm here doing it still. So I'm very happy, really.
And what do you think are the goals that you still have, you know, set up even for Luckup or yourself as a musician that you haven't achieved yet?
Well, I mean, there's always countries to play. I mean, that's always interesting for me. I mean, God, I mean, I'd love to play with some of the bigger bands. I mean, I don't think that would ever happen, you know. I mean, whatever people think about it, I'd love to, you know, play on some bigger festivals and stuff that perhaps, you know, bands of my type would probably never get the chance to. But, you know, it's just to try and keep going as a musician and also keep the spirit to it, really. I don't want to be, you know, I'm still happy to be doing this. It's still fun, and you just you carry on doing what you want to do. It's just the traveling aspect's good. But there's definitely other places I'd like to go down to. I mean, get down to India and places like that where there's a scene probably erupting over there. You know, and just to make good music and see. I mean, it's also the sort of, I guess, what's the word I'm looking for? Kind of the, you know, where do you go? You know, that's the intriguing part. It's like, you know, you keep on writing this music, but it's, you know, I'm intrigued to know where I'm going to be in 10 years' time. So that's a driving force, really, you know, because I never thought I'd get this far. And so now all of a sudden it kind of dawns on you. You go, well, what will I be doing when I'm 53? You know? And that kind of drives you on, really, this sort of the unknown, really.
And musically, how much do you think you've grown from the beginning to now?
Well, I've gone from playing one string to four strings, you know. That was good. That was always a monumental achievement. I mean, I started playing drums when I first wanted to do this, and when I joined Napalm, Graham said, oh, fuck it, I'll have a go playing bass, why not? You know, originally I was going to play guitar. And, so I guess I technically, I guess I can play the bass better than I could 20 years ago. I mean, that's good for me. I mean, I've learned to construct songs better, I guess. I mean, I still like to have that old attitude of, you know, it doesn't need to be longer than it needs to be, but I guess, you know, I can say I've become a musician. I mean, I never knew what I was going to evolve into years ago, and so I've kind of made a career out of something I always wanted to do since I was very small. You know, I just tell my friends at school and they used to laugh, you know. So I guess that's an achievement that I'm here, and I think I've become, you know, a reasonably competent musician, I hope, you know.
And what do you think was your turning point in your life? What album made you make this decision, or what, you know, what event?
God, I mean, I think the early days with Napalm, when there were a few lineup changes and we didn't quite know what was going on, it was successful, we didn't understand why people were really paying so much attention to us, especially in England. The alternative press was freaking out over us, and, you know, a few lineup changes, and that's about the mid-90s, I guess, and we were going to Russia and did the South America and touring with Sepultura, and in the early part of the 90s in the States, you know, doing these tours which I'd only kind of dreamed about, I guess. I thought, well, you know, this is starting to go somewhere that I never imagined me being here, really. So, God, you know, I better sort of shape up a little bit and, you know, and try even harder, I guess, to kind of maintain where I am as a musician, or where the band is, or, you know, and just really start taking it a bit more serious, I guess. And after a while, when you're playing like 150 shows a year and there's not much time for anything else, you know, it dawns on you really that this is what you do, and for me, this is probably one of the only things I am good at doing, I guess, you know. So I started to reach out to other musicians. I met a lot of people I was really big fans of, and, you know, became friends with, and, you know, started to jam with people on different levels, and all that's a great experience, I suppose. So the early 90s, I think perhaps when we started to travel worldwide, it dawned on me that, you know, things were getting bigger.
And, you know, I mean, one of the things you mentioned is that you keep, you know, you still, you keep listening to music, also checking out what's out there and stuff. What are the stuff that, you know, is impressing you the most these days, or what kind of bands and music do you focus more these days?
I listen to a lot of old school stuff, but I listen to all kinds of things. I mean, I'm a big fan of Today is the Day, or Mastodon, and The Converge I like. I like Dillinger Escape Plan, a band called Retox I'm really into right now. They've got an album coming out on Ipecac. I saw them recently. I think Members of the Locust, I think, or something like that, but it's a really great brand. I mean, I don't know how you describe Retox, but old school grind stuff like Magnicide and Singapore, a total kind of crazy grind band. And what else have I been listening to? I don't know, even like mellow stuff like Rival Schools and things like that, you know. It's a guy from Quicksand, and I like all kinds of stuff, really. I like Sleepy Town Gorilla Museum from Oakland, you know. I like all kinds of stuff, you know.
Sounds pretty eclectic mix.
Yeah, well, that's the best way, you know. It's you sort of throw it all in there. I mean, different moves to suit different days, and I kind of think I subliminally pick up influences that hopefully kickstart Napalm, because they come from the strangest of places, I think.
And will you picture yourself, you know, participating in a project, playing something, you know, progressive or something a little bit way out of left field?
Well, past few years I've been working with a guy called Mirai Kawashima from Bansai. We're big fans of like 80s horror music, I guess, and we've been working on stuff where he's been providing like soundtrack kind of basis for it, and I've been doing like really abstract, weird, mellow guitar pieces over the top. So we've finally got around 10 or 11 songs after a couple of false starts here and there. Sent the tracks over to a young female singer in Latvia who I've become friends with. So she's going to provide provide some kind of dark and disturbing vocal atmospherics on it, and you know that's going to come out at some point. You know, that's a big thing I'm really into. I like the kind of experimental drone-y guitar stuff, and I really love Sonic Youth and My Bloody Valentine and things like that. I mean, sort of, even though I've been into death metal and hardcore forever, I got into weird indie noise stuff probably like late 80s, and so that's a big passion of mine as well.
Oh well, I mean, it looks like you have a plate full of surprises coming out eventually in the near future.
Hopefully, who knows?
It's just kind of the obligated question. Play with Brewery, yeah. Any word on the new album from them?
We've been kind of demoing songs on and off probably for about 5 years, and we get so far and then it stops. But I think now we're hopefully, and I'm crossing my fingers here, going to record the record, I hope, in November down in Mexico. So finally, after so many, many, many years, hopefully there will be a new Brewery album soon, I hope.
Great to hear that. Is there like anything else that you want to add to, you know, the North American people that are going to be listening to this interview?
Well, it's always nice to be interviewed. It's nice to have people interested in what you do, and hopefully Lockup gets to play over in the States soon, you know, all being well. But, you know, just thanks for the interest and the support, really, you know.